Hey, it's Aiden Mortensen here with another Castle Country Focus interview. Today we are joined by Dari Thatcher, and we're going to be talking about a very special accomplishment that she was able to achieve just last week, and that was receiving her American FFA degree. Now, that is the highest degree achievable in the FFA, and she was one of 83 Utah recipients. Now, keep in mind, there are over 18,000 total state members of the FFA, so Dari, thanks for taking the time to come talk to us. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you. I really enjoy it.
So let's start out. Like we said, highest achievable degree in the FFA. What was the process like to work towards this award?
So earning this award, I've kind of been set up for it my whole life while living on a farm, but I joined FFA when I was a freshman in high school, and I've kind of been working for 4 years to earn this degree, and able to do that, I had to get... I think it was $10,000, invest $10,000, something to that degree, invest $10,000 into your livestock or your specific project, or work 2,250 hours for a livestock or just anything ag-related. So it took a long time to get it, but... pretty good.
So this isn't like my communications degree where I showed up to class maybe twice a week and you had to put in the work for this.
Yeah, definitely had to put in the work every day for this.
And let's talk about some of the work. What were some of the challenges you had to overcome during the process of chasing after this American degree?
So for me to get my degree, I raised goats, and it was really difficult. I hated night checks. What we raised our goats, and we would have to wake up at every 2 hours in the middle of the night just to go make sure everything was alive, everything was okay. And that was the worst part for me because I value my sleep.
Yeah, you and your family very big into goat farming, starting the Elmo Goat Association. Your older sister one time brought a little kid goat into my FFA class, and it died on my desk. That's one of those high school that's my memory of FFA, so I'm glad that you have a bit of a better experience with that.
Definitely now,
let's talk about the moment you received the award. You know, looking out among the National FFA Convention, what was kind of running through your mind as they announced your name?
It was terrifying. So they had, I think, 5,000 members that received theirs this year in the nation, but also that was only 1%. So only 1% of FFA members get their American degree. So it's kind of cool to be part of that 1%, but it was super intense. They had us go walk back. We were in the Indianapolis Colts Stadium, and they had us go walk back behind scenes, and they had four different checkpoints to make sure we were all dressed nice, and they made us take everything off our jackets that wasn't essential to be on there and make sure we were in line. Then that we had to take 20 pictures for our moms, and then we could actually go on stage. And it was scary. There was half the stadium, half the Indianapolis Colts Stadium was clear full of people. And it was terrifying, but my mind was, don't trip on stage because there's a lot of people watching.
You know, and that stadium is massive. And the fact that it was filled halfway with members of the FFA is incredible. Now, let's talk about FFA and the role it's played in your life. What kind of impact has the FFA had on you personally?
So I have been a huge member in FFA. I actually had a 1999 Chevy Prism. And this car, we called it the FFA car because me and my aunt one day, before the homecoming parade, we spray painted this car blue and gold. And then we put huge FFA stickers all over it. And I drove that thing all throughout high school. And funny story about this car is I blew the clutch, going 90 miles an hour on my way to an FFA thing. And my dad was really mad. But it was super fun. And so I am super, FFA has been a huge impact on my life. I was an FFA officer about every year that I was able to be an FFA officer. And I took it by the horns and I just went for it. Everything I could do.
And no pun intended with taking by the horns either. You guys handle every form of livestock in that FFA car. That was quite the sight. And you know, at least you blew out the clutch going to an FFA event. It's probably the perfect way for a car like that to go out. Now, let's talk about now moving on to more of a generalized view of the FFA. If there are kids out here listening right now who might want to get involved with the FFA, what would you say to encourage them?
I would say everyone can join. No matter who you are, you can join. It's not just about animals and livestock. There is probably something for you. If you like flowers, we have a floral culture. If flowers aren't your thing, we have trees. You can go judge trees. Or if that's not your thing, they have contests where I did, I think it was milk quality. I participated in milk quality. And what we had to do was test like four different types of milk and tell you what one had onion in it, what one had syrup in it, and which one was rotten and which one was good. And so there's so many different types of contests. And so everyone can join and it's a lot of fun.
Yeah, it's exactly like it's shown in Napoleon Dynamite, the hit movie. Like, I thought that was a joke, and then I actually was able to attend one of those milk tastings, and yeah, no, that's just how it goes. Now, Derry, unfortunately, we are running out of time, but is there anything else that you'd like to leave our listeners with?
I would just encourage everyone to either support the FFA program or look into it and see if you would be interested in joining it, because I definitely 10 out of 10 would recommend it.
Well, Derry, thank you again so much for taking the time out of your day to come talk to us. Again, and that was Derry Thatcher, recent recipient of the American FFA degree. Again, the highest degree achievable in the FFA. And for more Castle Country-focused interviews like this one, you can stay tuned to KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM, or you can listen on the Castle Country Radio app. And for the KOAL Newsroom, I'm Aiden Mortensen.